So what we will do is have two more acts on before the mini set, and that'll be Suzanne Owens and Loose Change. And then right after the mini set, we'll have Betsy Binstock and Mark Hastings, and we'll see whether we have time for Ben Blum. So right now, I'd like to welcome up a wonderful writer, a good friend. Her name is Suzanne Owens. She'll be featuring here February 2nd.
Thank you, Ellen. Hi, everybody. This is this okay? Okay, I'm going to read this sort of poem and one about, I don't know, you know, Nancy said the other night that she didn't like my songs, at least my poems that are depressing. She likes the ones that aren't. And this is depressing. Two poems that are very, but depressing. But this one, I wasn't going to read it, but The Fool for Love, that's a great song, by the way. And so this made me think, well, I'll read this tonight. So here it is. It's called, it's a lesson on how not to be a fool for love. Intuition. The dark will close the entrance if you do not find the light that hides in its shadows, those moments that ring with truth, the truth within a silence. Some flowers bloom at dawn and die at dusk. Others call for shade, yet all their colors need that room unseen for roots to grow. That instant unfolding from 1 second to the next is not within the glance away, but in the pause connecting, which says, what you know, what you feel, although you can't explain it, resides within you. That last brush stroke will do. Silver or gold will not enlighten. One more arc swirling into the heart, one more line, no matter how fine, will not guide you. Attend like the artist to the negative spaces, empty fields, bare beaches, as shoulders shift those vacant eyes. Without your insight, the question you ask yourself, the presence of inner knowing, reality departs. I didn't query, did not sense the links between the fact removed, the line unwritten, words unspoken, hence, all climate signs that bring enhancement or forewarning vanished. Thank you.
One more hand for Suzanne Owens. She'll be featured here February 2nd.